to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Keep sending in those advice questions, because I'll tell you what, guys, I'm having a hard time going through news and looking for fun stories to read for you, because I got to be honest, man, it is all about politics and the protests and all this other stuff, and it's basically just becoming like left versus right. I tell you what, no matter which way it goes, it's going to be a rough next 4 years, I'll tell you. But keep sending in questions. If you come across interesting articles, send those in too. Links are below for my email. That keeps me from having to look through the news. And I don't know if you noticed, but I used to do 2 videos a day. And then I went down to 1. And then I started doing like 1 every other couple of days. Just because it's like crawling through crap every day, trying to find something for a video, just because everybody's so bleh right now. I've already picked my spot in Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle, where I can go retire and hunt moose and elk and fish for a living. Because I gotta get out of here, I tell you. All right, tonight's story is kind of a fun one, kind of a weird one, but a fun one nonetheless. Apparently, what happens now is women, when they're dating a guy, to check if the guy is a real, sincere, loyal, good man, they hire a woman to try to flirt and hit on them to see if the guy will take the bait. If he does, I guess she breaks up with him. But if he doesn't, I guess that maybe that makes her feel like he's a good man. What they don't understand is maybe the girl that tried to flirt with him, maybe he didn't like her. All right, so this is originally written in Danish. I've translated it to English. We'll read through it, but if the language is a little bit off, you'll know why. They say here, Anders' girlfriend tried to lure him into a trap, and he said, I never heard of it before. Women on social media help each other test their boyfriends using decoys. He gets a message that says, hi there, and he says, oh, let me record this. Man, I almost always forget. Sorry. Try this again. All right, there we go. So he gets a message. Here's the title card so you can see that again. Pretty, pretty. I don't know who the artist is, but they're not very good. Better than me, but still not very good. Okay. So it says, hi there. And he gets another text. He says, do I know you? No, but I saw you in town last Saturday. It says, out of the blue, Anders received a message on Facebook from a light-haired woman. He had heard of her from some of his friends, but had never met her. Number one, get off social media. That's the first thing you want to do, is get off social media. She seemed interested in him. Well, there's a warning sign right there. What, a girl's interested in me? Something's not right here. She told her that she had seen him in town on Horsens the week before and thought he looked cute. After some writing back and forth, the woman asked if he wanted to get to know her a little better and if she was his type. He declined and replied that he was busy. And that should prove to be the right answer. What Anders had no idea was that he had been contacted by a so-called decoy, a woman trying to test men by luring them into a trap, and that the person who had set it all up was his own girlfriend. Now, here's what's funny. Can you imagine Chad Chaddington or Tyrone Thunder Junk, right? can you imagine them getting tested and them hitting on the girl and the girl being like, I know I'm supposed to test this guy, but I think I kind of want to sleep with him. And then I could see that happening if it was a good enough guy. Let's see. I'd never heard of such a thing before in my wildest imagination. I had not imagined it was a setup of any kind, says Anders, who's in his late 20s. Thousands of members. If you look up lure pigeon in the Danish dictionary, it reads first, pigeon that is designed to lure other pigeons to it. Below it, it says, person, often a woman, who lures someone into a trap. And that description looks perfectly at her who contacted Anders. I need to remember that. Let's add it to the dictionary, boys. A lure pigeon. That's a girl that suckers you into a trap. So in other words, when a girl says, hey, we should get married. If a girl says, don't worry, you don't have to wear anything, I'm on the pill. Lure pigeons. The lot of them, lure pigeons. At home, there's several secret groups on Facebook with lures. In the new documentary, The Lures, which can be seen on DRTV right now, DR3 has gained access to one of the secret groups where women share personal information about men with each other. Huh? DR3 has gained access to one of the secret groups where women share personal information about men with each other. The group has 3,400 members from across the country and is managed by 7 to 8 women who manage it. If you are a member of the group and unsure if you can trust your guy, you can hear one of the administrators if they will post a few, I guess you can message one of the administrators. If they will post a few pictures of him in the group, then the members can comment on whether they know him, what reputation he has, and how he treats women. Dude, I know some of you have commented in here, we should keep a registry of these women that are bad actors, actresses, and we could, that way we could all have a lookup place to know if a girl's, you know, a cheater, or if she's this, or if she's like a gold digger or whatever. It looks like the women have actually beaten us to the punch. They're actually doing this. I don't think that's legal, though. It says above it here in the purple. What is it? What does the law say? If you share other people's private pictures or information, it is a violation of Section 264D of the Criminal Code, which can provide a fine or imprisonment for up to 6 months. That is, you are not allowed to share photos of others in a bait group, and if you do, it can be reported to the police. That's fine, but if a woman's using an ISP, a VPN, to mask their ISP, and they have different usernames and stuff, it's really hard to track some of that stuff down. Not that women go around using VPNs all day. Usually that's a tech dude thing. You can also write the administrator if you want a decoy. That is, an attractive woman who then contacts your guy and tries to tempt him. Subsequently, the decoy will send you screenshots of the conversation. Wow. And then here below this photo, it says having trouble trusting your girlfriend. This is about not trusting boyfriends. But if your girlfriend does this to you, do not trust your girlfriend. This is one of the biggest red flag warnings I could put out there right away. It shows she doesn't trust you, that she's sneaky, that she's manipulative, that she's diabolical. If a girl does this, run away. Run. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not think about it. Run away. They say, back to Anders, who a month before had, this is after a month she did this. Not like pre-marriage or a month. Wow. Back to Anders, who a month before had met her new boyfriend on a dating app. According to Anders, a woman began in his entourage suddenly spreading rumors about him behind his back. And he found out with the new girlfriend. She started putting up stories that called into question my credibility. The woman and Anders' new girlfriend had mutual acquaintances, and the rumors made the girlfriend uncertain. Therefore, she chose to hire a decoy who tested Anders' faithfulness for 300 kroner by writing and flirting with him. I'll have to look up how much 300 kroner is. Yeah, that's creepy, man. You just bail. Do just bail. After Anders passed the test and refused to meet her, he became suspicious. You think? Here's when I'd be suspicious. Hey, you're cute and I saw you downtown. Where'd you get my number? Your friend gave it to me. Which friend? Yeah, it'd be over right there because I don't have any friends. No, you question a little bit before just starting to message and jump. Don't jump through these hoops. God, so many dudes, craziness. Let's see. So after Anderson passed the test, refused to meet her, he became suspicious. There was something strange about it all. Duh. And the women who had contacted him out of the blue couldn't remember where she had gotten his name from. So he walked his new girlfriend on the blade. That's an interesting phrase. So he walked his new girlfriend on the blade. She initially denied, but he persisted, and eventually she confessed. She said she had been unsure of him because of the rumors circulating. I could tell from her that it was, of course, difficult to admit that she had been so distrustful, but I could actually understand at some point why she had been insecure. So I didn't get angry. Most of all, I just needed to hear that my contribution was real enough. What's the word I'm looking for? There's a word. Oh, yeah. Simp. Man, you do not just... She just did this to you, and you're like, I just feel so lucky to have you, and it's okay. I just needed to know what's going on. Dude, weak. Due to the circumstances of the rumors that flourish, Anders chose to forgive his girlfriend so that she had sent a decoy after him. We had talked and agreed that it was not something we should ever do again. This was a quote from him. We had a talk and agreed that this was not something we should ever do again. After all, in my messages, she could see that I was rejecting the other girl. We should not do this again. Look, I even cringe at we're pregnant. No, you're a dude. You don't get pregnant. You got somebody else pregnant. I got her pregnant. We didn't set up a decoy. She did, dude. I don't think many, well, who cares what you think? You're a weak dude, and you don't matter. I don't care what you think anymore, because you are a weak dude. So here's the skinny on that. If a woman does anything like this, this is the biggest red flag warning. Like, that is creepy. Imagine, if you had a good-looking friend of yours do it to your girlfriend, she might take the bait and you'd lose her. I have heard stories of guys doing this before and them losing the girl or it actually working. But either way, that is a total red flag. Look, if you can't trust somebody, don't date them. If you can't trust other people, don't date, period. If you have these kind of issues, you're not going to be in a healthy relationship. You've already started it off with a lie and a bunch of weird crap. So, guys, if you ever get in a situation like this or anything near to it where she's trying to creep through your phone or any of that stuff, just break it off. She doesn't trust enough to be bothered. Keep an eye out for this, though. While this is obviously happening elsewhere, keep an eye out, because something like this, you know, who knows? It could start over here. It could already be going on over here. I just don't have a story on it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links below. And if you have done so, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos, because all of them are not time sensitive. I'll leave it there, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, a red flag is a red flag. If you see one, be like a bull and charge out the door. Just GTFO. Thank you.